It is now 8:20. You're listening to Daybreak and Burns Lake 99.1 FM. And Decker Lake musician Rochelle Van Zanten writes her songs from experience. So when she had kids, the natural step was to write a children's album. Her new album is called Little Spruce. It's about raising a family in northwestern BC. And we reached out to her to hear some of the stories behind the songs.
Dora the Bushrat, that's all about an epic journey this bushrat made when she went underneath our house and then decided to stay for a while and wreak complete havoc. My father, he used to live in the cabin I was in. I think it was built back in the 50s. And then when he first got married, he moved into the cabin on Francois Lake and on our family farm. So occasionally, they're like pack rats. We call them bushrats. They would swim down the river, swim down the creek, and they would come into the cabin, and my dad would be waiting with his shotgun, and there's actually bush rat blood stained on the logs where he would shoot them off the logs as they tried to encroach into their honeymoon suite. And so I, being not a very good killer, I would just set live traps when Dora moved in. Heard a lot of rattling outside and things went missing. Our socks, our clothespins. It was a lot of stench, for one. And it was amazing within 2 days how much chaos that one animal, you know, created. It was pretty impressive.
Dora the bush rat moved in with me yesterday. Dora the bush rat, how long do you plan?
We ended up having to live trap her. Well, and then when you catch them, they're so cute. They have a bushy little tail and big brown eyes. And how could this gorgeous little animal wreak such havoc and smell so bad? I mean, I can't tell you what happens next because it's just too... It's too sad, but it's peaceful.
Mom said she's leaving for old bushrat heaven, where she can have it all.
Then there's a really great song called Jerry the Rooster. Jerry was our beautiful rooster that we raised from a baby. White with black and gray tips on his feathers, and very, very cute as a baby. And then as he grew, he hit puberty and all hell broke loose. He just got way too crazy, and we just tried to work with him. He would see Charlie coming from across the yard, and he would square up with her and attack her and shred her coat. But it's a really funny story. You know, we took him to the fall fair, and he tried to kill all the other roosters. And he won first place for being so beautiful and handsome. And then he tried to kill us as we put him in his cage to go home. And, yeah, he shredded my brother-in-law's pajamas down to a loincloth. Roosters, that's their job. They're thinking that they're tough, and they need to protect their hens.
She has a rooster. His name is Jerry. And when he gets too close, it gets a little scary. He puffs his chest out and flaps his wings and always knocks her over when she's least suspecting.
It is just 13 fun songs, pretty much what it's like being a Northwest BC kid, yeah. I, right from the get-go, have learned the importance of writing what you know.
Darling, so let's go plant a garden. Grab those seeds and follow me. We'll plant them row by row. I love you, darling, so let's go grow a garden.
This little piece of history that my kids are creating, it's beautiful. And so I had to capture it in song. And there's not very many kids' albums out there that represent what it's like to be a farm kid from Northwest BC. It's quite a different lifestyle than all the kids being raised in the cities. It's a beautiful thing. You know, this is all about just making kids smile. So it's a whole different ball game.
Darling, so let's go plant a garden. Grab those seeds and follow me. We'll plant them row by row. I love you, darling. Let's go grow.
I definitely tried with this album to just stick with the whole love theme. I think the biggest life lesson I have learned since having children is that you will never fall in love any harder. With these songs, I just tried to communicate that message of this pure, beautiful love. We need to celebrate with our children, and they can celebrate with their friends and pass on, and how it's contagious. So that's what I really tried to focus on every song, was this message of love and light.
I love you, darling, so let's go grow a garden. Time with you is better spent while watching our food grow.
Rochelle Van Zanten, her new album, Little Spruce, just newly released, and you can find it on her website, rochellevanzanten.com.